Beauty Creation, Janice speaking.
Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. So I believe we were referred to you by Sandra Puerta. She had signed up for our program a couple of weeks ago, and she mentioned that you might be interested in utilizing it for your location.
Correct. It's on a personal level because Sandra is my partner, and we,
okay,
you guys already have our shop. So now I'm a master esthetician, and I want to promote my name and create that, do the advertisement for me as an esthetician.
Okay, so it would be separate from the Beauty Creations listing, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
I will use the same address, same phone numbers and everything, but it will be more independent from the business, but still I will bring in the business here. It still works together, but separate.
Okay, so what I would recommend then is to use a different phone number and a different address. And if it's all in the same Jog Road address, maybe we could set your esthetician business down as like Unit A or something like that, just so it looks different to Google. Because if we put in two separate businesses in the same address, it might be a duplicate to Google and it would actually hurt your rankings. So if you're okay with that, we would still send the PIN verification code to the same address, 2910 Jog Road, but we would just use like a suite or a unit number after it so that it looks like it's not the exact same address. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what we could do with the phone number is we could put a tracking number on it, meaning we could create a brand new 561 area code number or 954 area code number, whatever you prefer. And then when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And then that way you're not having a duplicate phone number and address on your esthetician business. It would look like a separate business. Make sense?
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. And all the calls would still funnel through you. So let's see here. I could do the same pricing that we had set up Sandra under, which was month-to-month, a flat rate of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. Now, do you have a website for the new esthetician business or a Facebook, a business Facebook by chance?
Yes, we created a new Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and she's going to open, you know what, she's going to open a Google account, but she's going to, let me see, I think she's going to register me on Google, but she never mentioned anything. That's my friend helping me out do this.
Yes.
But she never mentioned that she was going to change any address or not. I don't know. I mean, she's
going to. Well, anybody, any business can register on Google. You don't have to hire someone to do that. That's free. It's just that you never know where you're going to end up on Google. You know, I'm sure that in your area, there's thousands and thousands of estheticians or skincare or, you know, what have you. So you might be, you know, on page 5, you might be on page 15 of the search results. So what we specialize in is we would optimize the listing to show on the first page because that's where the high revenue is generated. You know, when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So it's something that will bring you a lot more new clients by giving you that exposure.
Okay.
So if you talk to Sandra and she says that she already created the listing for your business, then we don't have to.
Sandra's not working on that. It's my other friend. It's a friend of mine that is working on that.
Oh, it's a friend of yours. Okay. Let me put that in the notes.
Yeah.
Good job on the Facebook and the Insta and the TikTok, though. That's really great. I can include a website for you since you don't have one. So we'll actually purchase a domain and create the website. If you have any content on your Facebook or your Insta or your TikTok that you'd like to put on your site, we can pull it right off of those destinations. And then we'll promote your business not only on the first page of Google and Bing, but we'll also include all the popular directories in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. So reason I asked you initially about your business Facebook page is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's actually really cool how that works. The search engines will track what people are searching for in your area, okay? So then next time they go on their news feed, if they're searching for anything that's relevant to the services that you offer, now your business will have a promotion coming up front and center on their Facebook feed. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients by giving you that exposure, okay? And then you'll also have a tracking system, which will ensure that you can find out, you know, not only the new clients that you're receiving, but you'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way everything is very transparent. Okay?
Okay.
Hmm,
that sounds good.
Yeah, you're going to love it. It's so beneficial, especially for a new business that's trying to get some, you know, strong internet presence. Now, is this something that you're wanting to take advantage of and give a shot right away, or were you kind of gathering information to sign up later, or what are your thoughts there?
Okay, it's both. It's something that I want to jump on, like, right away, and but I was also gathering information. And, you know, to make an educated decision, you know? So the more knowledge I have about how it works, you know, the better decision I can make.
Right. I agree.
It's 4:30, so it's kind of a little bit, like on the late end for me. Can I call you, I think by tomorrow? Let me talk to my friend, and maybe she can, you guys can work together. And
sure.
That will be because she's a little bit more knowledgeable about marketing than me. And that way, she can, you know, work with you and do, you know, and try to, what I'm looking for is to grow the name and to grow the so people can see me a lot more than what they have, because I'm trying to promote classes, but if I do an independent advertisement, I will be traveling also to other states like I do now, but I will be working for my business too, so I will bring that business in here, which is what I want. The more marketing we have, sources of marketing, the better.
So are you offering esthetician services and classes, or are you primarily want to promote the classes?
I promote the classes that I offer, but I also do advanced services.
Okay. I'm just putting that in the notes, advanced services. And classes. So one thing I want to let you know is if you do decide to move forward on this, I would create an appointment for my technician to call you, and my technician would go through your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. So for a phone call like that, I would recommend that we get your friend involved because she's helping you with the marketing, right? So we could have her on that call to kind of discuss with the technicians what type of keywords, what services you offer, what type of content you want on the website, that type of, you know, thing. That way, you know, if she's handling it for you, everything is streamlined and we're kind of all on the same page. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
so, okay, so let me just make a note here. And then when are you thinking that you wanted, you said it's 4:30 now, so it's a little late. You want to talk again tomorrow?
I think tomorrow will be fine. Tomorrow
okay.
at 1 o'clock will be fine.
Okay. Okay. So I'll call you tomorrow at 1 o'clock your time. And then if you decide to actually sign up tomorrow, then I'll make a second appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go through all of the technical aspect of getting it set up, okay?
Okay. Okay, perfect. That will work.
Yeah, so we have a good game plan. Okay, and then in the meantime, if you like, I can send you an email. That way you have something to share with her. So what's your email address?
That's YVictorALLE. At L A no, I'm sorry. It's YVALLE.law@gmail.com.
Dot law? LAW?
Yes, well I was a paralegal and that's been my 20-year email.
That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe I should give you it's the other one, they made it too long. But you can also, or you can try this one. It's Yara, Y-A-R-A, Master Esthetician at gmail.com. I think that's the new one.
Okay. I'll send it to the yvalley.law@gmail.com, but I'll CC it to your new email. That way you should be getting it in both. Yeah, and that way if you have any questions or your friend has any questions, we can discuss it tomorrow at I'll call you sometime between 1 and 2 o'clock your time, okay?
Okay, perfect. That'll
yeah, that way if my prior appointment runs a little bit over and I can't call you till 1:15 or so, don't panic. I'll call you sometime within that hour, okay?
No problem.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, I enjoyed talking to you, and in the meantime, have a nice
Thanks
rest
so
of your day,
too. Bye.
Yeah, no problem, Yara. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.